MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
North Shore Today for Friday, November 22, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Beverly, Gloucester, Marblehead schools still closed. The governor signs a climate change bill. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 4:10 p.m. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News, a judge has given Beverly teachers until Sunday to end their strike or be ordered to submit to a new process under a state-appointed fact-finder. Judge Janice Howe also suspended the fines against the Beverly Teachers Association for one day, but said the fines will resume if the strike does not end by Sunday at 6 p.m. and the union does not agree to the fact-finder. The ruling came on Thursday afternoon as the two sides again failed to come to an agreement, sending the strike into its 15th day on Friday and closing schools for a 10th day. School Committee President Rachel Abel said the judge's decision puts a meaningful and pressing deadline on the table to try to resolve the strike. But BTA co-president Julia Brotherton said the teachers would ignore the judge's order, as it did with an earlier court order to return to work. Meanwhile, teacher strikes are continuing in Gloucester and Marblehead. Christian Wade is reporting that Governor Maura Healey has signed a long-delayed climate change bill that includes hundreds of millions of dollars for expanding offshore wind, battery storage, and other clean energy technologies. The legislation, signed by Healey on Thursday, calls for overhauling the process of siting and permitting for wind, solar, and other clean power projects, and expanding the amount of renewable energy resources. It also sets aggressive new procurement goals for clean energy and battery storage. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In this week's episode of The Mayor's Corner, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon begins with an update of the Chief of Staff search.
We had over 50 people apply for this job, which is just crazy. When I first got elected, in November of 2021, we had 5 people apply for the job. And like I said, I was very lucky to get Andrew Levine. He had been here almost 3 years, and he just moved on and became the town administrator in Hatfield, Mass. But now we have an open position, so it was so great to see so many people want to come to Newburyport and apply for this job. So I've got it down to 4 finalists. We had 2 interviews yesterday. I have 2 coming up on Friday. 4 really unique candidates, all bringing different skills and backgrounds and experiences. So, again, I had a nice little screening group together that went through all those 50 plus applications and resumes and get down to, I think we interviewed for the first round in that screening group around 10 or 12 different candidates. And then so we got down to 4 finalists. So that's where we're at. So hopefully we'll wrap this up on Friday, and then I'll take the weekend to think about it. But then I'll hopefully be able to make an offer to somebody right before Thanksgiving, which is pretty neat.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, a site associated with decades of tasty summer memories was reduced to a pile of rubble on Thursday morning when a contractor for Minco Development Corp. tore down the former Haley's Ice Cream on Route 1. The restaurant's demolition will make way for a 94-unit, 4-story housing complex that Minco founder and president Louis Minicucci Jr. said will include a spot for a potential new ice cream shop. In sports, MIAA playoffs continue this weekend. Tonight, the St. John's football team meets Newtom at Burlington High School at 6 p.m. in a D1 semifinal game. Swampscott football takes on Fairhaven tomorrow at Milford High School at 4 p.m. The Endicott College football team is back in the NCAA playoffs. Tomorrow, the Gulls host Alfred State at noon in Beverly. In high school soccer, the Linfield boys play in a state final. And in girls soccer, Masconomet and Hamilton Wenham play in the state championship game tomorrow. In pro sports, the Bruins shut out Utah last night 1-0 under new coach Joe Sacco. The Celtics were off last night. They'll play in Washington tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.